He joins us each and every week thanks to our friends at Craneworks from the ACC Network. It's Tom Hart.
Lift it, load it, grade it, grind it, move it, haul it, rig it, dig it. Craneworks, Rentalworks, yeah! The big dog's got it.
Tom Hart on McElroy and Kublik in the Morning is brought to you by Craneworks. Lift it, buy it, rent it. The big dog's got it. Now, Tom Hart.
I'm so pumped that you're on the ACC Network tonight.
The debut.
I am equally excited about all of our friends down in downtown Birmingham who are associated with the Southeastern Conference, knowing that you're on the ACC. That's what I'm even more excited about.
It's going to be wonderful. They sent me a shirt and everything. I mean, it's really a big deal. It just, the hashtag, I think, is it just means something, and it should mean something to everyone.
It just means, maybe is what it should just be. So you got Florida, Florida State.
I think
State.
You start the show tonight by saying, Florida State, how much longer will they be in the ACC? And turn to your partner and start there.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to do if you want to do limited work on the ACC Network, that's how you do it, Pards.
That's right. That'd be one and done. Be out of there quick. I'd be out before the second inning started. They'd get somebody else to fire up their home kit.
There you go.
How's your bracket look, Tom?
It's a disaster. It's a disaster. But listen, the one I did with my head is still faring fairly well. The one I did with my heart is shredded. But it's perfectly fine. That's why we love this time of year. That's why this event resonates with everybody, because it is both maddening and thoroughly enjoyable. I mean, aside from my travel time and the time that we're in the booth in San Antonio, I had a college basketball game on every minute from Thursday through Sunday, and it was beautiful. It's my favorite time of year.
All right, so now that things are moving to the Sweet 16, kind of reassess the tournament for us based on what you've seen. Is this Alabama's tournament to lose, in your opinion?
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Alabama listen, they're the most talented team left in the tournament. And in the same breath, they're the best team left in the tournament because they're versatile. They have the highest ceiling of anybody left. But given what they're going through and what they put themselves through this season, I don't know that I would pick them to win at all. I think they're the best team out there. But no matter what, I think what Cole, what you think, what Greg thinks, at some point, the attention on this team, the negative attention, impacts 18, 19, 20-year-old kids. I think it impacts the coaching staff. And so if you were to tell me that Alabama's going to lose before they make it to Houston, I wouldn't be surprised, just based on that pressure that is on this team each and every day. For everybody outside of that state and outside of Alabama fans, they're the villains. And that's something that I think that either you embrace and you learn how to compartmentalize, or it takes you down, because the pressure is real in this tournament. All it takes is one slip up to lose. But there's no doubt in my mind that they're the best team remaining, and they were the best team in college basketball all season.
You really think this kid that LSU has is going to be better than Strasburg? Was that that hard of a question?
Steven Strasburg?
Was that that hard of a question, honestly?
Skirt.
I feel like it was fair. He tweeted about it. He's the one that tweeted, "I haven't seen stuff like this in Strasburg." So I hope his ACC network connection is better than this tonight when he's trying to give that a go.
I hope so.
It was first round picks.
That too.
Oh, boy.
All right, Tom. As we know, each and every week, you're brought to us by our friends at Craneworks.
Yeah, Craneworks is the most trusted name for crane and equipment rental in the Southeast for over 30 years. They have a fleet of cranes ranging from 2.5 tons to 500 tons. Craneworks also offers trained and certified operators to make sure the job is done right. Locations in Birmingham, Nashville, Mobile, and now Huntsville. You can visit craneworks.com for more information.
Tonight, the debut, Florida, Florida State, Tom Hart, ACC Network.
Do they chant ACC?
ACC.
I'll strike up the band. They'll probably do something. Yeah.
What time is this game on?
7 o'clock Eastern.
We live in the Central Time Zone here.
I'm not sure
God's
what
time
that is.
All right.
I don't think I get it. I'm not. I don't occupy part of the footprint. I don't think I get it. So good luck.
Thanks, Tom.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.